Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
It can be stated with the utmost certainty that baseball continues to retain its title as the great American pastime. But what are the individuals who champion this pastime? I'm speaking, of course, about the mascot, with perhaps none being more beloved than Mr. Met. Scott and I traveled to Citi Field to speak with Mr. Met about the struggles of living with a physical condition that gives him his unique appearance. We also spoke of the state of American politics and what it takes to be a proper mascot.
Just for the microphone, maybe take your head off for a minute. Just
like, what do you mean?
Decapitate himself, Scott?
No, I mean just the costume.
Is this serious, Matt?
I don't know what he's asking exactly. What are you asking someone
costume,
to take their
costume?
No, I'm saying like
no. I
the
understand.
Giant baseball.
I understand that.
It's what? It's, why are you looking at me like that?
It's not a costume.
Isn't a costume.
You can't ask him. He's like completely in character. You can't do that.
Hold, Matt. I'm not in character.
I'm sorry. I thought you couldn't hear me.
Why would you think that? Because
I was turning.
He turned
my
his
voice,
head to the side and he whispered.
And I assume you can't hear that well in that large head.
I can hear just as well in my head as you can in yours. I'm not wearing a costume. I'm wearing a uniform, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But my head is my head.
Mm-hmm. This
it's a
is
gigantic
your
baseball-looking head.
So if I went like this to your head, you
please
feel
don't,
it.
Please. I mean, I don't know where you come from that's an acceptable thing to do to someone.
I'm just like politely knocking, like playing
You're
around.
Politely knocking on my head.
Well, yeah.
Guys, I understand it's weird. I understand people don't think about this, and why would they? There's a lot of mascots out there who are obviously fake, you know, who are just weird, made-up creatures, but...
Like, I met the Suns gorilla one time. He took his head off, and he signed autographs, and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guy in a gorilla suit.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Mr. Met.
But you're not... Okay.
I guess, Mike, who's
in a uniform?
Yeah, I'm wearing Met's uniform.
Okay.
00.
That's right. I mean, I'm not a player.
No.
It's very rare that I would be called into active play. Like,
In
a case of extra innings, if it goes... You
that's,
know,
that
too
can't
long.
Be true. That can't be true.
I mean, it's happened. I mean, look, I've been the mascot since 1962, and I've seen a lot of games.
And you've played.
I've played twice.
You've stepped into the field and
yes.
played twice.
Yeah. Mm.
I guess I'm just wondering because you have mesh where your eye holes are, and you have ear holes.
It's not
so
mesh. That's skin. That's
okay.
This is
flesh.
I get that. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just tired. I know what it looks like, and I know why you think that, and I haven't had to explain this in a long time, but this is my body, okay? This is my head. This is the size it is.
Right.
This is the way my eyes appear. This is the way my voice sounds because of my actual mouth.
But your receptor cells, like, there is a exoskeleton, and then inside that is your brain center. It seems like 2 feet from the edge.
Is there a lot of air? Is there like fluid
saying?
In there? Is it?
Yeah.
It feels light.
There's string. It's string.
Okay.
The string.
Yeah. So string isn't
string.
Okay. You know what? You're lucky that you got this job. You know what I mean? Because you're
what
perfect.
What else would he do for
right life? Place, right time. But right place, right time.
But I mean, literally having a giant baseball head is like you would think this is the perfect job for him.
It wasn't always the dream, you know, because the initial dream for me was. I wanted to have a head that was the size of a regular baseball, like a regulation size.
A pinhead.
Well, it would have. I mean, that's rude, but
I'm sorry, you're right.
It would have been. It would have been a perfectly round.
We can't say that anymore. You're right.
We can't say that anymore. So yeah, that's how much I loved baseball. Is that I wanted to have a baseball head.
But you were born with a very large, oversized baseball head.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take it. It just kept growing. It started out baseball sized, and then it got bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, I didn't know that. So you have not always been. You literally have baby photos of you with a small head.
Yeah, regulation sized baseball head.
Oh, here we go. Here, Matt, look. On the wall over here.
Yeah, right. See that?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's my mom.
See evolution.
Look how happy she is because easiest labor in history. She barely felt it because my head was so small.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
At first, they thought I was a preemie.
Is she Mrs. Met or Grandma Met, your mother?
Well, she's not Grandma Met yet. I don't have any kids.
Sorry. Mama Met?
She's Mother Met.
Mother Met, sorry. Yes. Mother Met. And then your wife would be Mrs. Met.
Is her head kind of like a... Her head's just... It's a little oblong, but it's considered a normal human head, right?
Yeah.
Your mom's head?
I mean, if you want to compare it to a sporting ball, I guess it's closest to a football.
Which is a normal human.
It's just more of a shape.
Enough. I wanted to get back to why all fans aren't equal. Like, well, I would assume that anyone who loves the Mets is equally loved by Mr. Met.
Don't get me wrong. Of course I love all the fans. I love anyone that comes out to support the Mets.
And wears orange and blue.
And wears orange and blue, you know? And
you want to give them incentive in a way. It's almost like tough love.
I want the best for them.
Yeah.
I want the best for them. I want them... I wish that every row could be, you know, those expensive seats. I wish that every seat in the stadium cost $1,000 and everyone could afford it, you know?
Why do you wish that?
Because I think that's good for America. I think that means that America's doing well. If people have disposable income, they can afford to do things like spend $1,000 on baseball tickets.
Sure.
Sounds like we're doing pretty good.
It would be an indicator that the economy is booming, yes.
Absolutely. But because people are earning. They're earning. They're working hard for their money, and I think they should be rewarded for that.
What do you think about our current president?
I think he's terrific. I think the idea that he is running this country like a business, first of all, that only makes sense.
He's not a good businessman.
It only makes sense.
He's not a good businessman.
The president's the boss. The citizens are the customers.
He's the only person who lost money owning a casino. Like, he's a terrible businessman. You know what?
Do you know a lot about business? Owned a casino?
I've never owned a casino.
Okay, well, then maybe
you can't lose.
It seems like that, and yet he did it, so I guess it's possible for that to happen. So it looks like you don't know everything about business.
If you weren't a baseball-headed mascot, what do you think you'd do with your life? What were you considering before you took this job?
Of course, I thought about other things. I had other interests, but it was always service for me. I wanted to do something where I was serving people. And the Mets... Being a part of the Mets organization seemed like the best way to serve. It seemed logical. It made sense. But, you know, I've been
like
the
if
Mets
you were,
mass, what?
If, like if you, but serving people with a giant baseball head is just, I would just say that there's probably a limitation to the kind of serving you'd be able to do.
Right.
To
is there a limitation to how many times you're going to say giant baseball head? Because I know I have a giant baseball head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But making him self-conscious.
But there's a lot of things that I can do. It doesn't. The size of my head doesn't matter.
If you worked at a drive-thru, like a Taco Bell,
I guess. Did you have a job before you worked for the Mets organization?
I was a paper boy.
Oh really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did you get ridicule for your oversized head
in school?
Last time I'm going to say it.
He said oversized head. I said giant baseball.
Let's just assume that, of course, I got ridiculed. Yeah. Yeah. For my head as a child.
Yeah.
All right? And like kids, you know how kids are. And the slightest difference, they'll jump on it.
But I mean, your teenage years, it wasn't like, I guess it was pumpkin sized, I guess.
Yeah,
by
but
that
look,
point.
It clearly looks like a baseball. You can see in that picture, you can see the stitching, you can see my nose is becoming more bulbous and my eyes are becoming larger.
Yeah, it looks like you got punched in the face, but then it's swole a little bit. But it's just really a real baseball nose growing.
Yeah, it's a real baseball nose growing.
Sorry, it's what it is. I mean,
I know. So
I'm literally being factual.
Okay, I get
I'm not judging
doing.
It.
I get what you're doing.
I mean, I got made fun of for my head, and I had a really normal size head compared to his head.
What would people say about your head?
Just like, you know, that Beaker from the Muppets,
sure.
A really skinny head. Like, someone made fun of me that I had a Beaker.
Called you Beaker?
Yeah. And
that
must
have been tough. I had people who recoiled in terror at the sight of me. So when I would go to collect for my paper route, you know, and I'd show up there and I'd ring the doorbell, you know, like, they didn't know what the paper boy looks like. They just know that the paper's there on their doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes time for collection...
Then they're surprised.
Yeah, then they're surprised.
having a giant head could be considered like a superpower in some ways, because you do have an ability no one else has, which
to
is
to attract talk about my giant head.
You could plug a drain, like a large oversized
Scott.
Drain. I'm just saying,
who would do that with
Scott,
their regular
this
head?
This is a human being.
If there were a proportional drain,
being Scott,
when would it ever come to?
Oh,
I know what to do. Stick your head in there.
Yeah, like
or
if
why not a mattress, for God's sake?
Anything.
Yeah,
a mattress wouldn't work.
Sure,
just
blow
it would.
That's what they do in the Navy when
get
there's a
bunch of magazines and stick it in there. What are you talking about?
A metal ball. For God's sakes, I'm sorry.
A metal ball?
A metal
that wouldn't
ball.
Work either.
Like a wrecking ball. Just cut the chain and drop the...
Okay.
That's too heavy.
And
that's,
my head's not that big.
Let me ask you, what do you think about some of these other mascots? Because you might predate them. I believe you are the first baseball mascot. But the San Diego Chicken, any opinion about
guy
him?
Guy in a suit.
Guy in a suit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how do you know... How do you know this guy even cares about baseball? Do you know what I mean?
Because he goes to every game.
He's a chicken. Why is he a chicken? What does that have to do with San Diego? What does that have to do with the San Diego team? He's a chicken.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
I mean, he does.
That's a fair point. But he has the Padres logo on him, or he used to.
He wears a shirt.
But do you need to be passionate about baseball in order to entertain?
What makes you a Met fan?
Kids.
You wear a hat. I mean, what? I'm
no, because I'm born and raised in New York.
Okay.
And
that guy who
the
plays
Mets
the
are my
chicken.
Team.
That guy who plays the chicken
he
was
could be
not
from
San Diego.
I don't know. Probably
okay.
not, you know?
But does that change the fans' experience when... I mean, is your job to be a true blue, orange-blooded mascot that is loyal to baseball? Or are you there to entertain people between innings? Like, do you need to
I'm glad you
let
asked.
The baseball players fight for the victory?
I'm glad you asked.
Uh-huh.
Because I view my job as very simple. I am there to symbolize the spirit of the Mets. So what I do is I just roam around before the game starts, you know, during the warm-up. I'm just like, you know, waving hi to all the kids that are seated, like, right near
the front row, in the box, the
exactly.
corporate boxes,
that's right.
or the
right
good
by my
seats.
Home plate.
Mm-hmm. The chicken does that, too.
The rich kids. Yeah.
Then the game starts. You don't see me for a while. Seventh inning stretch, like clockwork. I'm out there with the t-shirt gun.
That's like 2 hours later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baseball's a long game.
But, okay, so.
Have you heard of the Kiss Cam?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I appear in the intro to the Kiss Cam video package.
That's great.
Do you get out
That's
there
great.
During the Kiss Cam?
I love the Kiss Cam.
You're not part of that.
No.
I love the Kiss Cam.
They shoot that preseason and just roll it in every night. Same clip.
That's right.
Kiss Cam is the best.
I'm way back in the locker room. I'm nowhere near
that
field. Yeah.
Do you have your own private quarters underneath City Field?
Yeah, I live there. I live at City Field.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Got your
own
here.
Lower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my home.
Do you get free do you get free soda and stuff? Like, you can sneak out and drink whatever you want, I would think.
I'll tell you something. There's no such thing as free soda, and I am comped a certain amount of beverages, a certain amount of food, but just free.
There's a clipboard right here. It's marked down when you have a drink.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that's very
and
honest
I'm scrupulous
of you.
About it. I'm scrupulous about it because I'm not here to rip off the system. I'm not here to rip off the Mets. I work hard, and so I'm compensated for that, and I use my money to buy things.
So
that's
it's
the American way.
If you got, say, you wrote down hot dog and you had a hot dog.
Right.
How do you put that hot dog into your system?
You can see.
There's like a mesh hole here.
You can see the mesh in front of what looks like my mouth.
Correct.
That is a sort of baleen sort of bristles. I push like the hot dog through there. My actual mouth is behind there. If you look very closely, you can see through the screen. You can see my actual mouth.
I can hear where your vocal cords are.
This is why people think I'm a guy in a suit.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, but no, that's just, this is,
sort
I don't know,
like
I guess.
How a whale eats plankton,
yeah,
similar?
Yeah, exactly. So I guess you could say my head is almost like a protective shell,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And it's like a carapace. And then, it's normal functioning. You know, I have a mouth, I have a nose, I have eyes, I have ears.
So if you and the wife go into the city to get dinner, Mrs. Matt, are people distracted by you guys shoving things through your screens? Like, do you get comments and looks?
How would you describe his eating process as just shoving through his screen?
I think that's what he said.
Yeah, it's
I don't know if you got sushi, let's say.
I appreciate that, but that's basically what it is. Uh-huh. What is eating? You're shoving food in your mouth. You know what I mean?
I guess in the Western world, we use utensils and we sort of like cut it up into small pieces, and there's a whole fanfare around eating.
A fork, too. We were talking about hot dogs.
Yeah, I think the hands aren't affected. It's more like the head.
But a fork cannot fit into your mouth.
No, I can push it.
I'm just trying to understand mesh, when you guys go out.
What looks like a mesh screen is bristles.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I can push the food through the bristles mm-hmm. into my mouth. So, yes, I can use a fork. I can use chopsticks. I'm not very good at it, but I can use them.
Me either.
That's more because of my, as you can see, I only have four fingers. Can I tell you something?
Please.
Why is it okay to make fun of white people? Like, that's fine. And let me tell you, here's why this bugs me. Nobody's whiter than Mr. Met.
You're very white with red seams.
Yeah,
white with red seams. Right? Yeah,
I'm pristine. By the way, I'm not a dirty old.
You're alabaster.
Yes.
Yeah,
thank
you're
you.
A true thank alabaster you. Skin tone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you keep that up? Do you have like a baseball cleaning regimen?
I have a very involved regimen that takes me the better part of an evening to perform before I could go to sleep.
That's a bummer.
Do you believe
that's
in Santa Claus?
Do I believe in Santa Claus?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, because you're an adult, right?
Do you believe in Mickey Mouse?
Like, do I think it's a thing?
Like when you go to Disney, have you ever been to Disneyland?
Yeah, of course I have.
And you run into him and he's signing autographs or he's taking pictures.
Yeah.
Is that Mickey Mouse?
That's a guy in a suit.
Guy in a suit, okay. So when you go to the mall and you see a guy.
What is this? What is this?
I'm just trying to.
What are you trying to do here?
I'm trying to understand how you see the world. Like, you...
I see the world... I'll tell you what.
We don't see it the same way, obviously.
We don't see it... But I thought we were talking about ideologically, but I think you're actually thinking, do I think people in costumes are real? Which I don't. Just because I am who I am, why would I look at the rest of the world and say, what am I? I'm like a bird looking in a mirror? Like,
Philly
oh, there's
fanatic.
Another bird.
Philly fanatic.
The guy in a suit.
Guy in a suit.
Guy in a suit. Based on a real creature, though.
That is something that existed before the Phillies had a baseball team?
Yes.
Really? In the wild or something?
Yeah.
In nature?
I don't know if you're familiar with the term cryptozoology, but there were in...
Hitler's people were into that, weren't they?
Uh-oh. I was wondering when Hitler was going to get mentioned.
He had a Jurassic Zoo. They were trying to get animals from... They're trying to bring back the woolly mammoth and things like right. that. Isn't that what cryptozoology is about?
Isn't that what science is about today? Are they trying to bring back the woolly mammoth?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are. So I guess they're a bunch of Hitlers. Come on, Matt. This is juvenile.
I'm only relating to the term cryptozoology the first time I heard it.
Cryptozoology does not automatically mean Hitler,
go ahead.
Okay?
What does cryptozoology mean?
Like Bigfoot, stuff like that.
Okay. Sorry,
so
I've
the
heard
Jersey
of
Devil. So
got it.
In the Pine Barrens,
the Blair Witch thing. The Blair Witch creature was the Jersey Devil, right? Sort of.
I think so. That movie doesn't hold up, by the way.
It was the first of its kind.
It was the first of its kind, but boy, oh boy,
it's
even
a
just
gimmick. It's a very
even,
thin gimmick.
Even just remembering it, like, yeah. Whoo.
You know what? Paranormal's not going to age well either.
I still haven't seen that one. I've heard it's good.
Yeah, I haven't either. What is your favorite film genre? Are you a comedy guy, thriller, romantic comedy?
I love baseball movies.
Oh, really?
Like Bull Durham?
As corny as that sounds. Haven't seen it.
What?
What?
You haven't seen Bull Durham?
That's the best
oh my
baseball
God.
Movie that's ever love, existed. Look,
Major League?
I know.
Major League?
I haven't seen that. I heard it's
oh
great.
There's Field of Dreams?
Bang the Drum Slowly?
Which one did you say?
Field of Dreams.
That's on my list. What
Bang the Drum Slowly.
I can't find that anywhere. That's very hard to track down.
Major
but
League?
I love baseball
League
movies.
Own?
No, we said Major League. I haven't
League
seen it.
League of Their Own?
Yeah,
Tom Hanks,
pass.
Penny Marshall directed. Pass. Oh my God.
The Natural.
I hear good things. I haven't seen it.
Bingo Long and the Barnstormer.
The Long Traveling All Stars. Yeah. Bingo Long and the Traveling All Stars. I haven't seen it. But I do
you knew
love.
That one.
You definitely
love
should
baseball.
Watch the ones we just listed if you like baseball.
No,
movies.
Bad
believe
News Bears. Yeah. Which one? The original
first
or the
one,
remake?
The old school, '70s.
I haven't
you
seen
saw the
one.
Vince Vaughn
Walter
one?
Matthau.
No, I haven't seen that. Vince Vaughn.
Didn't he do
a remake?
I think it was Billy Bob
oh,
Thornton.
Billy yeah. Bob Thornton. You know what I'm thinking right now? There's a lot of baseball movies
a lot of baseball.
That he hasn't seen.
Yeah. Well, That's true. But you can't see every movie.
But you literally have seen, he hasn't seen any baseball movies.
Did you not hear me talk about Angels in the Outfield?
That was the only one he mentioned. I know.
Great movie.
What's the biggest difference? You've been around baseball
since...
Now,
that's a movie you haven't seen. I haven't seen every movie. You haven't seen every movie, okay?
I'm not judging you. I'm just... But you said very strongly, I love baseball movies.
I love baseball movies.
And then you've only seen...
I love them. I didn't say I've only seen one. That was the only one that I've mentioned. We've only found one. That's the only one that I've mentioned.
Well, you said them, which means plural. I would love to know one other baseball movie that you've seen.
I mean...
Beer League? Artie Lang's movie?
No.
What's a baseball?
Basketball.
Oh, that's South Park.
Great movie.
So that's more of a basketball movie, really.
It's called Basketball.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's mostly basketball. I would say it's mostly basketball.
They play basketball on a baseball diamond. So
but mostly it's basketball. Like
It includes basketball, but it's a baseball movie.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the name of it is mostly baseball.
But it's ball.
Basketball. Yeah. BASE. But here's the thing.
Ketball is more than base.
But bass and ball are both in the title.
The full name.
Only Ket from basketball. Ketball from basketball.
Well, BAS is also in there.
But it's a long A. It's basketball.
Because of the E after
Guys,
it.
What is
if
this?
You take out the,
what are you trying to do?
If you just add an E, it's
Is this an interview or basketball. Is this like some gotcha, 60 minutes hit piece?
Well, you haven't seen any baseball movies, and we're just
trying I gave you two baseball movies that I've seen.
You gave us a basketball movie, and then you gave us a
baseball movie. Okay, I don't want to relitigate basketball again. Just enough
for the city. Following our discussion of politics and serving the community, we hit the streets of New York with Mr. Met to speak with his would-be constituents. Mr. Met gave us unprecedented access to his unique style of grassroots campaigning.
Can I talk to you for a second about New York?
Absolutely.
Are you born and raised here in New York?
Yeah, born and raised right here in Brooklyn.
Okay, well, are you happy with the way the state is being run right now?
You could clean up the streets a little bit. Crime is always up and down,
How would you like crime to go down further?
We just need we need someone in power.
He's really good. He's taking him seriously. Yeah.
We need someone with a bit of power,
Do you agree that the mass transit system is a mess right now?
I've used that transit system my whole life, so I'm dedicated to it. I'm devoted to it. But, it could use a little bit of a little spit shine, if you will.
Well, I feel that it's fallen into disrepair under the leadership of Governor Cuomo, and I want to change that. I want to get New York back to its former glory, and not just New York City, but the entire state. I want this to be a place that we can all be proud of.
I like that. I like your outlook, but I've heard a lot of empty promises broken by people coming up trying to get into power. How would you be any different?
Let me ask you
this. Happens.
Are you a Mets fan?
Through and through. I bleed blue and orange.
That's right.
In a metaphorical way.
So do I, except literally. If you've ever been to a Mets game and you've ever seen me come out on that field and shoot that T-shirt gun over that netting, then I care about this city. I care about this state, and I care about you.
I do. I believe that. I've never been able to sit in those seats back there. They're quite a pretty penny.
Well, what I'd like to do is make it so that everyone can be employed to the level where they can afford to sit in those seats. That's the future that I see for New York.
Well, sign me up for that.
All right. Well, I hope I can count on your support.
Oh, you got my vote.
All right. Thanks very much. Here's
that
a
was really
Here's a
good.
He was barely excited to meet you. That's what's odd.
Yeah.
He was barely excited to meet you. That's what was weird.
I mean,
because he is a diehard Met fan, and he really could care less about you.
I'll admit, I was surprised.
He played it so
cool. I asked if he was a Mets fan. I expected him to say no. Yeah. I was really surprised.
He played against
it. Yeah. A lot of people don't trust politicians, and I guess that's what I am now.
How the hell are you going to get all these jobs you keep talking? Is this trickle-down economics? Like, what is your platform?
You say that in a tone that implies that that's not something that works, and it's not something that's possible.
It doesn't.
Trickle-down. It doesn't work.
Now, what are you basing that on?
When's the last time it worked? Give me a president
or a
governor.
It's working right now. There's more
with the tax
people.
Tax cuts that Trump.
Thanks to President Trump giving those tax cuts. There are more people able to spend more money, put it back into the economy.
You can't even say it with a straight face.
I'm getting emotional thinking about it.
He cried. When he cries, it sounds like he's laughing.
Help the lower classes or the middle classes.
It's got
the wealthy are doing better under Trump. Yes, they are.
I'm sorry. It's not going to happen right away. It's not going to happen right away, Matt.
I'm sorry.
You're living in a fantasy
land.
We're
fighting on this guy's porch. Let's get off his porch.
Oh, sorry, sir. Sorry. You can close your door. We'll move on.
When is the primary? Like, are you a Republican candidate, right? Or independent?
I'm independent.
Independent?
Yeah.
So when is the primary? Sometime this summer?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I have a little bit of time, you know, to make a
dent. Do you ever have an instinct that just gives you a feeling like a lust for power?
To be asked a question like that, it's such a colossally rude question that it makes me feel like I must be doing something right and I must be on the right track because I'm pissing off the right people.
Because we're
Hollywood?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You people in your bubble in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, you don't know what it's like for real people like where I live in City Field, you know? The people that I know,
the
guys
people.
That I work with.
You don't even like poor people.
You don't even give them a t-shirt.
I never said I don't like poor
you
people.
You said it'd be better if all the people you shot t-shirts to were like people who could afford $1,000
tickets. I want to inspire them. I want to inspire poor people.
It's called incentive, Matt.
Who cares about how they get there as long as they're there? Like, why couldn't the game be free? Wouldn't it just be as much fun?
Yeah, in Russia.
Well, if you want that, you can do your own game. You know, that's what's beautiful about America. If you want to have a fun game for free, start your own league. Go ahead. Right. No
this
one's stopping you.
There's a guy staring. Hi, sir. He's campaigning. Sorry.
Hello, sir. Mr. Matt. How are you?
Hey, you're the baseball dude, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, what you doing in the neighborhood?
I'm getting out meeting people because I'm running for governor.
On the independent ticket.
Oh, yeah. Like for real? For real? Is this like a thing you're going to give away like some tickets to see the game or something?
No, this is for real. This is for real. There's no. I'm not giving away free tickets
to
anything.
Don't ask him to take his head off because
I'm trying to make New York better so you can afford to buy any ticket you want. You don't have to wait for free tickets.
Are those some free tickets you got right there?
Those are not free tickets.
You got some free tickets?
Those are pamphlets.
I don't.
That's his platform
I don't have any free tickets.
Do you want a button?
Would you like some literature?
If I get like the 10th letter, do I get like a free ticket or something?
No, this is not a contest. I'm running for governor of New York.
He has a legitimate platform for how he's going to make the state better.
Well, I mean, I guess that sounds good. I mean, I guess I can vote for you or something, but you got like some details on like what your platform is?
Well, I mean, I tell you what. Do you want to vote for Cynthia Nixon? Do you know what I mean? One of these Hollywood elites that's going to come to New York, somebody with no qualifications, who all of a sudden decides she wants to be a politician. You know, do you think that she has your best interests at heart? I'm born and raised here in New York City, lifelong Mets fan, and I just want to make this city and this state as good as I know it can be.
I feel like Cynthia Nixon is just using her fame to translate.
And you're part of the entertainment. I mean, I don't mean to shit on your campaigning, but you're part of the entertainment world yourself. You make your money. You make your living in the entertainment field, just like Cynthia Nixon did.
I make my living on the baseball field, and what I do is inspire people, okay? I'm not on some dirty channel doing dirty jokes, okay? Pretending to be something that I'm
She's
not.
She's inspiring women to live an aspirational lifestyle, independent.
Here's what she
to
does.
To be free sexually, these stories
were. Oh, sure. To be free sexually, that's what we need more of in this country, is young people being inspired to have these alternative lifestyles. Here's the thing about Mr. Men. I want you to hear this, sir. What you see is what you get. I look like a guy with a giant baseball for a head. That's exactly what I am.
See, he's using the derogatory term now, Matt.
But how is you being a diehard Mets fan good for New York? Because half the state is Yankee.
I am a big Yankee fan. I do want to say that.
Okay. I still like you. All right? What I think is beautiful about New York is that we have room for two world-class baseball teams. The rivalry is fun. I think it's healthy. And I think it inspires each team to do their absolute best. And I think the competition is healthy and good. And I want to see more of that financially here in this state and in this city particularly. And I think that I'm the guy who can get us there.
All right, I'll think about it.
Please, take this literature. Again, it's not free tickets.
What do you think about the way Trump describes women, like in that Access Hollywood tape?
It's locker room talk. And believe me, I've spent a ton of time in locker rooms.
That's how they talk?
That's how they talk! So what? Who cares? It's just blowing off steam. Well, look. You're out on a baseball field, right? It's very tense. Baseball is a game of tension. People criticize it because it's so slow. But what they're missing is that it's the tension of waiting to see what is going to happen. Having to spring into action, you know, based on a moment, turning on a dime. That's what's exciting about baseball. It's a very tense sport. Donald Trump, same thing. He's going to be on Access Hollywood. So tense. It's a tense time. He needs to blow off steam when he's talking to Billy Bush on the bus.
What about the way he characterizes whole nations as shitholes or whole continents as shitholes?
Well, don't be shitholes then, I guess, is the very simple answer to that.
Or maybe they're not shitholes and you're the leader of the country and you should have civil discourse.
Are there no such thing as shitholes? Is that what we're contending now? Because some places are shitholes, right?
Are they? Are they really?
Hold on a second, Mr. Hollywood. Have you never been put up in some hotel that was less than 4 stars?
Yeah.
And found yourself saying, this place is a shithole?
That's a hotel, not an entire... I'm not summing up an entire culture.
If you run a country like a business, then you can call a country a shithole.
So what if I run that country like my casino and it goes bankrupt?
All right. You think...
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's running it like a business.
Maybe he ran that casino like a country and that was his mistake. And he's learned from it. He's moved on. Now he's running the country like a business and things are great.
We should get off this guy's porch. All right. I'm sorry.
Trying to get Biden when I say nothing.
So sorry.
Watch out for the...
You're going to the store? You're going shopping?
Yeah, I'm going to go grab something from the store.
Okay, sorry. You're completely unqualified to run a state government.
Why
is that? Your skill set is to shoot a T-shirt cannon,
to go
to hospitals and tell children that, I'm sorry, your parents weren't fiscally wise.
He hasn't really left the stadium much. He lives in a stadium.
He travels with the
but
team.
But on the team, he goes straight to the stadium.
Right. Yeah. He's been inside the... You're right. He goes from stadium to stadium. Yeah.
I've seen the inside of stadiums in every state.
Sure.
That's got to count for something.
How did you and your wife meet?
We were set up by a mutual friend.
Really?
Yeah.
What did they think you guys had in common?
It was a ball player.
Really?
It was Keith Hernandez.
Keith Hernandez? Oh. Ooh. He's like... Oh. That guy knows how... He's got a real skill.
Yeah.
He's a very compassionate, very sensitive man.
He's a beautiful man.
Yeah.
Keith Hernandez is a beautiful man.
Does your wife have a similar...
You're pointing to your head?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've seen my wife. You've seen pictures of my wife.
Oh, that's right.
And
that
here's
right.
what
I
you...
I thought that was your mom.
Here's, again. No.
I can't tell. Because you guys don't have hair. You don't gray. You don't wrinkle.
I'm going to let that go.
Okay. I'm sorry. But there is no aging process for... Anyone in your family?
That we know of yet. Well, no, my parents are aging. I think they're very well preserved, but they are aging, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to be around forever. And, of course, that makes me sad. And I want to make sure that their twilight years are comfortable and full of joy. And, you know, I'd love to give them grandchildren, but I don't think that's in the cards, unfortunately. Okay. Because my wife, I will tell you without this is none of your business, but I will I want people to get to know me and understand where I'm coming from. Because
hold on. This guy wants to get back to his house. He's back from the store.
Oh,
yeah.
So sorry.
Excuse me.
We didn't move.
You guys have been here for a while.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We just got into a conversation. And then
it's okay.
No, yeah. It's okay. I'm just going to get back.
What did you get?
Oh, I got some mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a little treat for myself.
I'm glad that you are in a position in your life where you can buy yourself a little treat like that.
So your wife.
My wife is...
the kid thing.
Does she have a big head? Or is she just
has
a regular
head? She does.
Okay.
We covered that.
Well, no, we didn't cover that.
I thought you said...
My wife is actually wearing a costume head. She has a regular-sized human head.
And she wears a costume.
She's a beautiful woman. She's the most beautiful woman I've ever laid my eyes on. I met her at a Seinfeld taping when Keith Hernandez was appearing on Seinfeld. And she was a background artist.
Is this your first wife?
This is my only wife, yes.
Okay. No,
well, I've come close before.
Okay.
I've come close before.
Been engaged.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I've been engaged before. I was engaged to a woman named Sophia, who eventually became the wife of Roberto Clemente.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
We were friends, and then it got to be more than friends, and I got cold feet. I couldn't commit. I was younger, you know.
Is oral sex difficult to perform on a woman? Because
Why don't you tell me?
Your head's so big. No, I can do it. I'm just saying, I don't have, my head's normal size, though. Is it hard to fit between your legs? That's what I'm saying.
This is locker room chat. I don't know if I'm comfortable.
Yeah, we're not in a
this.
Locker room. We're barely away from this one guy's porch.
Mm-hmm.
This is an insanely personal question.
Mm-hmm.
But in the spirit of transparency, I will tell you that.
As a candidate for state governor.
Yes, that's right. Look, I got nothing to hide.
Yeah, that's great.
President Trump had nothing to hide when that tape came out. Did he say that wasn't me? No.
Yes, he did.
At some point.
48 hours.
Yes. Because he didn't remember if it was him. Because he talks to a lot of people.
Mm. He also said he didn't pay Stormy Daniels to shut up. And he did. Like, he lies a lot.
Michael Cohen did that. It was a gift. Friends. That's the kind of friendship that Mr. Trump inspires.
Oh,
okay?
Loyalty, yeah.
Yeah.
You can see that.
That's, we should all be so lucky to have friends who would, without telling us, would say, let me just give this person hush money. I don't even want you to have to think about it.
Man, I don't think he can do it. I don't think he can dodge that question.
Here's the thing.
I'm
getting to it.
Oh, okay.
So you guys are throwing a lot at me, and I think I'm in a pretty good sport. No pun intended.
You are? No, you are.
You literally are a sport.
I'm literally a sport. Here's the thing. My wife, although she has a regular human head,
mm-hmm.
she has costume genitals.
Oh.
So oversized or?
And what, that makes it
yeah,
easier
what does
probably
costume
to perform.
Mean?
It's sort of like.
Like a plushy vagina?
Yeah, it's like foamish, plushy, furry, you know. It's an unusual color. It's like not a color you see in nature a lot,
mm-hmm.
Like a sort of aqua, you know,
mm-hmm.
and
sort of like the Miami Dolphin color.
That's kind of like that.
That's
okay.
on three
like
fourths
that.
Of the Earth.
What?
Aqua colors on three fourths of the Earth. I mean, you see it a lot.
You know
nature.
What I mean, though. I mean, it's like it's. No. It's
literally, you don't see another color more than that.
There's an electricity to it that's not completely natural. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Neon.
Synthetic.
It looks synthetic.
Yeah.
And so that is, we have a marriage that is traditional in many ways, but there's certain things that we have just understood that are not part of our lives because it's impossible. So we love each other very much. We're very romantic.
Mm-hmm.
But sex as you might know it is not the same for us.
Do you have a cartoon penis or do you have like a regular?
I have a regular old dick.
Okay.
Okay.
And balls.
Why not have?
Yeah, and balls.
It's a fair question.
Was it a question or were you assuring me?
It was a question.
Yeah.
I said it.
Yes, I have a penis, I have testicles.
And she has a
plushie. So do you go outside of your marriage to get pleasure ever?
Like, have you ever felt a real vagina?
Scott, he dated Roberto Clemente's fiance.
I know,
wife.
But he. Okay.
This is before
this
the wife.
This is crass.
I agree.
I mean, I'm trying
this
to talk.
Is
I want to talk about
journalistic.
I want to talk about
integrity.
Issues. I want to talk about issues.
Okay,
we should get off.
You
this
asked
guy's
me
porch.
If I've ever touched a real vagina.
We should get off this
look,
guy's
he's
porch.
Looking at us through
I know.
He's
looking at
through
his window.
Sorry, sir.
Sorry,
sir.
I'm gonna yell vagina.
It's okay. I just you know you've been here for a while.
He's eating that ice cream. It's making me hungry. Let's go to a diner. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go. I want to take you to. I want to take you to a place with real New Yorkers, a place that I love.
As our time with Mr. Met drew to an end, we found ourselves enjoying a late evening meal at a quintessential New York supper club stowed away in Lower Manhattan. Here we unpacked Mr. Met's political aspirations. 9 o'clock on a Saturday. It's a little nicer than a diner.
What do you mean?
A little more upscale. When I think of diner, I think of like, I don't know, steamed windows and like people bustling to get tables.
Yeah, this is like tablecloths and silverware.
Oh, we're sitting in a booth.
Yeah, this is a nice
booth. It's a real dinery.
This is a nice booth.
They have coffee here.
Yeah. What's like a great New York order? What do you recommend?
Oh, at a diner like this?
Mm-hmm.
I love like a surf and turf.
Steak and lobster.
I love like a steak and lobster. Just a classic New York diner steak and lobster.
I have never
Are
had
you a
caviar.
Ketchup guy
this
with
is
your
so
steak?
Good. Mm.
I like ketchup on a steak because it's there's something that's very comforting about it. Of course, I order it well done.
Taste this, Matt. This is. Have you ever had caviar?
I've never had caviar.
It's really good.
Wow, that's salty.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's fish eggs.
Yeah, I knew that, but I didn't know it was that salty.
So good.
Hey, it's not for everyone, you know. It's, a, it's an like acquired New York taste.
Caviar.
Oh, sorry.
You got a little smudge.
Yeah.
This is easy to push into the baleen, right? The caviar?
Yeah. Very
it goes
easy.
Right in.
It goes right in.
Steak, a little trickier. You got to cut it up smaller.
I mean, well, that's true for everyone, though. You got to be careful eating steak because you can choke to death.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
So they give you eat free here, you said? I mean, it seems like they just kind of like take care of you, or
I'm a regular, you know, and they do, you know, they do they treat me like family, and it's very nice. So yeah, there's a lot of times that you know that I will be told there's no charge, Mr. Met. You know, it would be absurd to charge you. We love you so much, you know, which is of course nice to hear.
I guess in success, if you are elected or were elected governor,
when you're elected. Yeah.
That
means that the Mets organization would have a man in a costume replacing you. Is that right?
Well, that's one way they could do things. What I'm proposing to the Mets organization is let me continue to be
Mr.
Just
like Trump. You just are like Trump. You want to make money. You want to keep your job, but you're a public servant.
Mr. Trump divested himself of those.
No, he did not. He's still making money.
He said he did.
He's brokering deals through his family.
The hotels are still making money. That doesn't mean he's making money from them.
Jared Kushner meets with the Chinese, and the next day they're loaning the Trump organization money.
Do you want to talk about Donald Trump? Do you want to talk about me? All right?
Because I want to talk about you.
So you're going to continue to be Mr. Met during the games.
I would like to continue to be Mr. Met, perform my function as an inspiration to Mets fans and dispenser of T-shirts, host of the Kiss Cam, and be the governor of this great state of New York. And so, saving the taxpayers' money, I'm not going to live in Albany in the governor's mansion.
Homeless people live there.
Well, I don't know about that, but We'd put it to good use. We'd put it to good use. You know, the taxpayers' money would not be wasted. I will continue to live at my home in City Field with my wife, Mrs. Met. I will continue to make 2 appearances per game.
But the business of state governance is in Albany. Like, how are you going to do your job
did they not invent phones? I think they did. Did computers stop being a thing?
Face-to-face. Politics has to be face. You have to broker deals at midnight.
I can do that.
Meetings.
Baseball is a seasonal game. There's
like
plenty of time.
Year. Will
you stop traveling with the team to away games at least?
I will certainly cut back on my travel with the team.
Anybody from New York who listens to our show, do not vote for Mr. Met in the primary.
Wow.
I'm saying that right now. Keep it in the podcast.
This is classic Hollywood thinking they know better than real working people. That's so condescending, Matt. It's so condescending. And I'm sad for you. I'm sad for you that you're stuck in this bubble and you don't want to even know what life is like for regular people because you were born on third base, baseball metaphor, and you are trying...
With a regular head.
You're with a regular... Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you again for listening to UCB Sports and Leisure. A very special thanks to this week's wonderful guests, Paul F. Tompkins, Anosh McAdam, and Cody Ziegler. Be sure to check out Paul's podcast, Spontanean Nation, on Earwolf. And big thanks, as always, to our wonderful producer, Cody Ziegler. You guys, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at UCBSL. Please reach out to us. And if you haven't done this yet, one of you, please leave us a like or a review on iTunes just once. Thank you all for listening, and peace.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.